It's 56 past the hour. In Boca Raton, Florida, Michael Hiblin reports the world's largest museum of cartoon art is about to sell off a huge chunk of history.
The hand-drawn pencil sketches were made for the cartoon Plane Crazy.
It's what we call our Mona Lisa. It's Walt Disney's very first drawings of Mickey Mouse back in 1928, right after Lindbergh had made his flight, and this was sort of spoofing his flight in a way.
Cartoonist Mort Walker, best known for Beetle Bailey, founded the International Museum of Cartoon Art, now located in Boca Raton, Florida. The 36 sketches on six panels laid out the story for Plane Crazy, which would be the first Mickey Mouse cartoon produced, even though Steamboat Willie would be the first released. Jeannie Griever is the museum's director of operations.
Mickey, as we can see in this first panel that we're standing in front of, is trying to be debonair and be an aviator, and decides that he should build an airplane of his own. And he goes into the barnyard and puts together an airplane with all kinds of barnyard humor that was very popular at that time. Builds the airplane, throws in a lucky horseshoe for good luck, takes his very best girl Minnie out on the first spin.
The museum has reluctantly decided to sell the sketches to take care of financial debts. Walker says their troubles started when a plan to affiliate with Florida Atlantic University fell through, and suddenly they couldn't pay their mortgage.
The bank was going to foreclose on us and take the Mickey Mouse drawings that we put up for collateral, and we thought, well, then how are we going to get back on our feet again? Because now everybody thought we were closing up. All the news stories said the bank was going to foreclose on us. So you can't go out and raise money when that kind of specter is over you.
Griever says she hates that it's come to this.
Of course it hurts. These are beautiful pieces. Everyone here in the museum loves them dearly. And they are very, very important pieces historically and artistically. But we have to face the reality of what we have to do for financial reasons and continue the museum's mission.
The storyboard panel has been appraised at more than $3 million.
When I look at those things, I look at that drawing and I think, good golly, in his wildest dreams, Walt Disney would never imagine that that simple drawing would come an empire.
Walker is throwing in hundreds of his own Beetle Bailey and High and Lois drawings for the auction, and says lots of other cartoonists have also donated items. It's set for May 19th at the New York Historical Society, and online bids will also be allowed. Michael Hiblin, Boca Raton, Florida.